Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 75 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 73 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 72 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 72 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 72 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 72 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 72 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 72 degrees.
W8FSM Mobile.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
You don't sound too happy about it. It's morning. That it is. I grabbed a wet drink in my water bottle, but I didn't grab a burrito. Maybe I'll see if there's one on the wall. I think there's one. Spot along the way and grab a burrito or something. Yeah, I had a Pop-Tart and brewed up the coffee. Now Michelle was brewing. She was making her coffee, but, yeah, I know. I didn't think to think if there was a Pop-Tart in the... I didn't think about that. I just came downstairs, put my shoes on, and... finally gave up trying to fall back asleep about 6 o'clock and just got up and showered and got ready to go. My son goes in at 8, but I set my alarm for 7 and she was already up and down. I heard her downstairs, so. Like, well, it's like, skip ahead and get dressed. Yeah, what is it, about 10:15 in seat order, Metamora? 22, it says for me right now. About 30 for me, but an hour off the burn side. Figure probably what an hour to mow it would do. Then I gotta follow back home. Yeah, depending on who's got it, it might take longer to drive there than a mow. I know what I'm wondering, but it just depends on how, you know, I wonder, because Jeff was saying it was waist high, if we'll have to, like, he'll have to do multiple mulch passes, but I don't know, it just depends on the wing thing on the back, I guess. Yeah, I mean, you're not going for a finish cut here, you're just trying to mow it down. I'm looking for greens quality, damn it. I want to be able to putt our way in. Worked at those golf courses too long. I have high quality standards for my greens and fairways, damn it. The amount of money we spend on chemicals and labor, holy hell. Yeah, my dad's been doing it about 4 years now. Every year he's been at a different golf course. But this year he got his wife doing it too, so both of them are working the same golf course. That's really interesting. Like, so, because we have two courses now, but then we also have, like, everybody knows everybody in the industry, and so, like, a few of us courses get in together and do group buys of chemical and things, you know, to help get a lower price, you know, because 4 or 5% costs off of the quantity we use, you know, A, besides the lower price, it lets us our dollar go farther and get more chemical. Yeah, if there's an even more bulk discount, that makes sense. You know, yeah, I think in general, a golf course be getting a bulk discount at how much they use it. Well, you would think that, but no. Because, you know, and then you got to have your licenses and permits. Permits are another thing I didn't realize as much. And then there's wildlife permits because of nesting and, sorts of stuff that's got to be done. My dad was saying they have a company coming in and do the chemicals for them, so they don't have to get the, they have to have a license to apply it or something. I don't know if there's a separate one to use it or whatever, but he was saying they use a company to do it. You have to have the license. Certain chemicals require a certain license and application process, and then documentation of that, storage of that in the special areas for some of the chemicals, full maintenance facility, barn area, there's the paperwork and the, all that for there, and the storage of it, and how much gets applied and where, because we have, you know, the lakes around, at least on, at Oxford, or at Boulder, we have, you know, we have a couple of big lakes and bodies of water intermixed in between, you know, our courses, so they're really particular around that stuff. Yeah, then you're polluting the water supply and all the animals. I mean, the community is called Water's Edge, so yeah, there's water around. There can be sticklers about the lakes and stuff like that. So they don't want the chemicals running, you know, too much runoff into the lake to create the algae blooms or whatever, aquatic issues. So Water's Edge is just south of you, too. It's kind of felt there. The one that busts out to the old neighborhood. Is that one there off of Perry called Water's Edge? I thought it was something else. Not off Perry, it's off Adelphi. It's just past the Auker Mansion. The one with all the fountains there? That's the Water's the Edge of. Well, actually think they share that little pond or lake, if you want to call it that, with the Hawker Mansion.
Yeah, that's not what I would call that, but okay, they can think that.
Large pond.
That's being generous, but yes. WASFM, Elba Road, 1 mile. I'm going by Chris's favorite sod farm right now.
Yeah, the flooded large sod farm.
Fred's ex-in-law, or Fred. Chris's ex-in-law.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Chris's first ex-wife was, her family owns it.
Didn't know you had an ex-wife.
She was, how do I put this delicately? A sucky bus.
What did you say?
It was a sucky bus. I think is what they called them.
I guess so.
Oh man, it's gonna be wet with all this dew this morning. And there's no sun except for right by the tower.
Yeah, well, the rain stays away too.
That said it was supposed to be tonight for rain.
I'm not seeing it on the radar, but Google does say 30% at 1.
There's somebody on a golf course right now. People on the LaCare golf course.
Dang early birds.
Yeah, the reason we have to, you know, wipe the greens down in the morning.
My money's green.
I was wondering where everybody is. Still, we're on VHS. Oh, you're on UHF. We're on VHS. Or wait. I can't tell anymore.
You're on VHF. I don't know who you're talking to.
Bill, we're on VHF. You're on UHF. Yeah, but Lance's brain got scrambled last night, so he can't comprehend that. So we gotta be gentle with Lance today. His head hurts.
Fine if my knee hurts.
No, I'm on VH. I can hear you, though.
I should get ready to get going immediately.
And coming up Wilder Road. That'll be it, I'm such a...
Connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 0800 hours. Clear. 73 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0900 hours. Clear. 75 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 79 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.
So are you ETQ to Echo 8, Mike Yankee November?
Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 79 degrees.
UEP, Kilo 8, my change to member radio check. Andrew UEP, this is Kilo Echo 8, my change to November radio check, radio check, radio check. Any station, this is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee November, radio check.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Iranian Radio Tel Bravo. Over.
Alright, two of us acknowledge that we heard a station, but this is broken and unreadable. This is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee November. Kilo
Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November, mobile, monitoring.
Yeah, last station that was Meyer, I didn't catch your call. WCMN.
Connected to CMN network.
The KU station that was monitoring, I didn't get the rest of your call there. WCMN. Yeah, somebody's trying to get in there, you're not making it. There was a call in there with a KU8 call. I didn't get the suffix, and you said you were monitoring. You're on frequency? W8CMN.
This is KD8RHC, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, Seven Lakes Campground Portable. Over.
Okay. You said Seven Lakes? Where is that at?
On the map, it's just a little bit east of Fenton. Over.
Okay. Yeah, there was another station in there. Younger kid, I didn't catch his call, but I was, he said he was monitoring and looking for a radio station a bunch of times. I was going to chat with him. But, he must have changed frequencies.
All right, yeah, try again. I tried calling him back, too. I was sitting down. I got a, I just got a 10-watt HC with a goose throat antenna on the top of it. And I was getting in, but I don't know if he came back to me and made it. I just don't know if my report was scratchy, unreadable. So I tried you, and then you're hearing me. So I'm not sure who it was then. Thanks for taking my call. This is KD8REC.
I think I know that call. How are you going to do that from there, though, is what I want to wonder.
This is Johnny Zero, mobile.
Hey, take that call, Brad.
The mobile station, you're not holding it. I don't know what frequency you're on. I haven't looked it up yet, but, Brett, you don't have to be a stranger.
Understand. Heading up to Frankenmuth in a little bit, so maybe I can catch up with you later. Take that other call coming in for the radio check. Over.
All right. I still didn't get his call. Did you get his call?
You trampled him. Hey, station calling for a radio check. Try a couple times. Over.
This is Zero UT Mobile. Zero UT Mobile. Zero UT Mobile. Come on.
Yeah, the N0 station. It wasn't you. It was actually the other guy. But yeah, you're a rough copy. I don't. Just take a look at us. See what frequency you're on.
14662.
I should
be getting a little closer here in a bit.
Okay, you're on the pier. So what is your location?
I am just approaching Columbiaville Road.
On, what, 24?
Now I'm coming from about Lakeview High School on Marathon.
Sorry, I think you're going to have to try a different frequency because you're not holding the Lapeer very well. A frequency list you can find at WCMN.net. Click on the VHF tab.
Brad, are you still here?
SWR on Lapeer.
I didn't get it to open. Getting into Bay Mountain between Bayfield and downtown. Full field there, so I'm definitely strong. Look at that.
Yeah, I can't hear the Lapeer repeater over here, right here. Obviously, I was getting in though. Because I gotta switch back to 3-1 because I can't hear it over here. Can you read SWR? Alright, I'm back.
K-8MYN, K-8MYN, this is N0, UDC, how copy?
W-8CMN.
K-8MYN, K-8MYN, this is N0, UDP.
Was that N0 UDP?
N0 UDP, this is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November.
You're connected to C.
Uniform Echo.
Okay, you're not into the system good, so just slow down and say your call a little bit slower, please. W-8-C-M-N.
November, zero, uniform, echo, papa. November, zero, uniform, echo, papa, Kilo, echo, 8, Mike, Yankee, November. Okay, James, you're a little bit broken up, but I'm on the rubber duck. I'm at Jeremy's place right now. I just entered Tokyo, though. I'm headed that way. Okay, copy, your head is this way. N0, UEP. N0, UEP, Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November. The roads between here and there are a mess. Lots of construction. Hey, but at least they're fixing them, right? Yeah, I don't know why you're having trouble holding the repeater. You don't seem like you're that bad into it. Station on the repeater, radio check. This is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Clear. 81 degrees.
Yeah, you're full scale here.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 81 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 84 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 84 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
KB800E, KB800E, KC80ZK. KC80ZK.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 84 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 82 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KB800E, KB800E, KC80ZK.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 84 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 82 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Hey, are you portable?
Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 81 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 82 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 82 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
The repeater really is there. WHCMN.
Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 72 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.